The victory of the pro-democracy forces in Ukraine comes as the Bush administration is making an effort to spread civic participation at home. The president used his holiday radio address to press for volunteerism and participation. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins us for our regular Monday morning chat. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
President Bush continually calls for service from the American people. What about him? Is he putting his money where his mouth is?
Well, after some fits and starts, the president did put some clout behind the funding for AmeriCorps. That is the program created in the Clinton administration where the government pays not quite $5,000 in college tuition after a person completes a program of helping build housing or teach poor children or contribute to the community in some other way for the period of a year. The good news here, Renee, is that there's a survey of AmeriCorps participants that was just released in the last week or so that shows that they stay active in the community after their term of service is over and that they're also much more likely to go into public service. The president initially did not lobby heavily for funding for AmeriCorps in this last Congress, but then both he and the First Lady strongly urged the Congress to get behind the program to put some money into it, and the Congress did. We'll see what happens in the next Congress because, of course, with the deficit as high as it is, getting money for any programs is going to be very difficult. I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, that I have some personal experience with this because I serve on the President's Commission on Service and Civic Participation, which is designed to encourage people to volunteer and to serve in public service.
Well, Cokie, since we're on the subject of you, as it were, happy birthday.
Thank
you. How are you celebrating?
Well, I have my little 3-year-old grandsons, twins, and their newborn brother here, and we're all heading out to California today to join up with their cousins, our almost 4-year-old granddaughter, and her brother, who's 2. So we will have a house full of 5 children, the oldest of whom is not quite 4. It's going to be a very wonderful celebration. I'm really looking forward to it, Renee. It's been a wonderful Christmas season, and having a birthday a couple of days after Christmas was something that I always hated growing up, as you can imagine. But now that everybody is coming around and celebrating with me, it's quite wonderful.
Well, since we're in a way vacation mode, I guess the president is at his ranch, of course, in Texas. Congress is off, and they're all on vacation. Yeah, let me just ask you something personal. People all the time actually ask, you know, you get up in the morning, every morning, even between Christmas and New Year's, pretty much every week for years and years and years. And, you know, I've always myself figured you're in your bathrobe.
You got that right.
No, I mean, I would be. But.
I know. I feel really sorry that you have to actually get dressed and go in the middle of the night to the studio there and be a grown up. I am sitting here in my fuzzy purple bathrobe, and that has been the case Monday after Monday. But you know, it is a way of being able to still be on top of the news and get some analysis every Monday morning, but without having to actually get up, get dressed, go downtown, and be in the studio. Thank goodness for modern technology.
Well, happy birthday, and I'll speak to you in 2005.
Okay. Thank you, Renee.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.